How are we doing today? Good. All right, what's cooking here?
Other than his obvious physical ability, what are some things that have allowed Julian Edelman to be as successful as he's been when it comes to returning punts in the last couple of years?
Really hard worker. Yeah, Julian works as hard as anybody. And, you know, he takes a lot of pride in the whole aspect of punt returning, the, you know, catching the ball, reading the flight of the ball, you know, judgment and all that. And then, you know, the running, he loves to get his hands on the ball and run with it. So he works hard at the little things, the techniques, and certainly the big things, how that team's, you know, punter punts, what kind of keys he can get on direction, coverage, kips, you know, who he's got to be, what the return is and all that. But, you know, he's a hard working kid that really, even when we do the scout team punt returns, when, you know, it's their punt returns against our punt team, you know, he still works really hard at you know, catching the ball, making good decisions, getting to the right spots in the return based on the, you know, what our opponents are doing, that type of thing. So I'd say, you know, hard work and, you know, obviously physical skills that he has, balance, toughness, strength, quickness, you know, playing speed.
What kind of impact, obviously it's a big one, has Luke Kuechly made on the Carolina defense? And between, you know, he plays every down and he's obviously been productive.
Yeah, he's a you know, very instinctive player. He runs well. He's got good speed. You definitely see him covering a lot of ground in the passing game. On the outside runs, you know, makes plays on the sideline. And, you know, smart guy. He has some plays where he just kind of can sort things out, find the ball, you know, screen passes, counter plays, misdirection plays, things like that. You know, he's got good vision and, you know, sees plays well, runs well, and, you know, has a good front in front of him. So, you know, he has good opportunities of some of the times those guys eat up some blockers. He and Davis both are able to, you know, have a fairly clear path to the ball, or, you know, there's penetration up front, and then that forces the runner out of his lane. And but they, you know, he has good speed, so does Davis, you know, to track those guys down. And, you know, he covers ground, but he runs well.
With a guy like Luke, Bill, can you tell by watching film if it's instinctive or if it's him just watching a lot of film and being prepared? Is that something you can discern by watching on film, watching a lot of film?
I think you can see the instinctiveness of a player on film, yeah, definitely.
And what is it about his instincts that you've noticed on film? I mean, the thing at Boston College, he was always around the ball, it seems.
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, there's certain defensive players that are like that. You know, they have, you see a lot of bodies in front of them, and they have a sense, kind of like a running back does, of, you know, the running back sees everything, but he finds the hole. And real good instinctive linebackers and safeties have that same sense. They can kind of see everything in front of them, and where they see their space, they anticipate that the runner's going to see that same space, and they show up there. And that's, you know, a lot of times that's not quite where, you know, a guy's supposed to be by the book, but as the play unfolds and as the space develops, then, you know, the linebacker, or, again, sometimes it's the safety depending on the defense, has that same instinctiveness to be able to fit kind of where the running back's going to fit in the running game. You know, passing game, it's, you know, similar. Knowing where the receivers are that are located in your area, and then being able to read the quarterback. And, you know, if the quarterback's looking in your area, then, you know where the threats are. If the quarterback's looking not in your area, then you're able to start to, you know, leverage the other side of the field and, you know, and follow the quarterback, you know, in zone coverage. And so that's basically what he does. Play a lot of zone coverage, and, you know, he's productive in the running game.
Bill, Jonathan Stewart hasn't had a chance to play a whole lot this year for them, but in the past they've used two running backs. It seems like a pretty good amount. What makes...
Well, actually use three.
Right, sometimes yeah. Three. What makes Williams and Stewart different, though, maybe?
You know, I mean, I think all those guys are good. I mean, they, you know, Stewart and Williams both have real good vision, quickness. You know, they're shifty. They're hard guys to tackle. They can run outside. They run inside. You know, and Tolbert's a downhill guy. He's in there in a lot of short yardage and goal line situations. He gets some tough yards for him. He also plays some as a fullback, if you will, with some blocking responsibilities more than the other two do. But he's a very good ball carrier, strong runner. You know, they're all effective in the passing game, you know, screens and, you know, checkdowns, getting the ball in space, that kind of thing. So, you know, they have great depth at that position. Of course, Newton carries the ball. You know, he's their second leading rusher or whatever it is. So he's got a lot of yards too. So between the three backs and the quarterback, you know, wealth of ball carriers, you know, probably more than, you know, I can't think of another team that has that much depth at, you know, at that run back position, plus a quarterback who runs. So, and they run the ball a lot. They run it well. They all handle it. They're all effective. But they're, you know, it's a good, there's always a fresh guy in there and they always run hard. Those guys, you know, they get some tough yards, you know, in terms of lowering their shoulder and just, you know, pushing the pile and, you know, getting a couple extra yards. They all do that.
Bill, you guys, Tom has been sacked more often than he has in recent years. When you were doing your self-scouting, did anything jump off the page in that area, why that was happening?
Well, I'd say overall our passing game hasn't been as productive as it's been in at other points in previous years. So it's a combination of everything. I mean, I think it's any one, you know, that's part of it, and there's a lot of other parts of it too. So overall production just hasn't, it's not where it's, where we want it to be or where it's been at some other points in time.
We've seen Marquise Cole get, you know, spot duty here and there. Seems like a little more recently at cornerback, nickelback position. What are some of the strengths and how he just helps that unit when he's on the field?
Well, he's an experienced player, and so he's had good experience both outside, inside, and actually even at safety as well. He's smart, real versatile player that has good speed, good toughness for his size. He's not the biggest guy, but he plays, you know, with good playing strength and toughness, has good quickness, runs well. So he's, you know, he understands, you know, all the different positions, the components of them, and how to utilize his help because he understands where it's coming from based on his experience. So speed, quickness, playing experience, you know, are all things that he does well. It makes him a valuable guy for us, both defensively and in the kicking game, that he can, you know, fulfill a lot of different roles without having to take a lot of reps. You know, he learns quickly, and he's a pretty instinctive player. Just, you know, a lot of times we've thrown him in there in the last couple of years without maybe a lot of practice reps. Somebody's gotten hurt during a game or whatever, and he goes in there and just, you know, done a good job. So I think he's a valuable guy to have. He's helped us out a lot.
Was that sort of an added benefit when you initially signed him? Was it more as a special teamer and it's,
yes,
you know, he's involved in that role?
Well, I just would say it didn't look like he got a lot of opportunity to do that. And, you know, at times he hasn't here, and then at times he has, but when he has, he's done well, and then that's certainly led to more opportunity. So once again, it starts with being on the field in the kicking game. Then it comes with, you know, opportunity to play defensively. Then performing well in those opportunities then leads to more opportunities, and it all starts back with the kicking game. So that's not an uncommon path for a player like him to be on. You know, like Rob Ninkovich or, you know, Ben Jarvis when he was here, or, you know, I mean, we can go right down the line, but there's, you know, Dane's another guy. I mean, but we've had a lot of guys that's kind of been their path, and I would say, you know, I put Cole in that category.
You played Steve Smith a bunch of times over the years. Have you noticed anything different about his game this year as opposed to other times you faced him?
He's not returning punts and kickoffs, but he's very competitive. He's, you know, still a tough guy to handle. He's very strong for his size. You know, he's a shorter player, but he's stocky, he's thick. He's got good balance. He's tough. He's hard to bring down. He's got strong hands. You can see him really reach out there and, you know, take the ball aggressively. He's got good quickness and, you know, run after the catch ability is still good. He's taken some shorter passes and, you know, broken some tackles or, you know, beat guys in the open field. So, you know, he's a tough guy to handle. His playing strength, his quickness, his speed, his experience, but it's just his competitiveness. He's a tough competitive player, and you know, the bigger the situation, the more he's, you know, wants to be out there and step up and, you know, take the shot, so to speak. So You know, I have a lot of respect for Steve Smith, and, you know, I think he's still very effective in that role for the Panthers. You know, he's a good player. You know, I think he brings a lot of heart and toughness to their team.
Bill, playing just a few days after he got here, Sopoaga, was he limited at all in what you could do with him against the Steelers and might have more comfort or options now?
Yeah, well, no, I'm sure it'll be better, you know, than what it was. I mean, the Steelers game was kind of unusual because it, you know, went from being kind of a normal game for them offensively to it was pretty much 2 minute the whole last two and a half quarters. So, and he was, you know, less involved in that role, you know, last week. Not saying he couldn't do it, but we just didn't anticipate the game going that way as much as it did. So, but no, I don't think, you know, that there's anything we're doing that he hasn't done before. Certainly with another, you know, more days of practice, meetings, walkthroughs, communication, you know, that should continue to get better.
How's Shane Green been looking? Have you seen him progress since he got back onto the practice
field? Yeah, it's good to have him back on the field. And we'll, you know, this will really be, you know, an opportunity for us to evaluate this week, you know, kind of where he is, you know, give him some, you know, harder assignments and see how he's doing. You know, he's been able to be active and participate, but I'd say, you know, be a higher level of competition for him this week on the practice field, as it should be, you know, gradually, you know, escalate the intensity of it and see how it goes.
In the same vein, is Aqib Talib making positive progress? We've seen him. He's seemed like he's been out of practice quite a bit.
Yeah, again, he's continued to progress, and, you know, we'll keep doing as they can tolerate it, do more and evaluate how they do at a little bit higher level. And then if that goes well, then ramp it up and, you know, see where we are as we go through the week. Same thing we do every week. Good. Okay. Thank you.